NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Nodo Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. Conductor Antal Doradi leading the London Symphony, in music by Brahms, Hungarian Dance No. 4 in F-sharp minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. To kick things off in our noon hour of classical music, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along. The London Symphony Orchestra is going to pay us another visit later this hour with a recent recording of the orchestral suite The Birds by Ottorino Respighi, as well as fantasy pieces, music for oboe by Carl Nielsen, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series, Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We're joined next by the Queensland Symphony Orchestra and music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns from a ballet of his from 1896. A sort of danced story of a simple village celebration in which a pair of village youths desire marriage against the wishes of their parents. This is essentially a musical depiction of the quaint and simple village life in Javat, from which we'll hear scene one, Village Celebration, with the Queensland Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Scene number one, Village Celebration, from the 1896 ballet Javat, music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, played by the Queensland Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:31, and still to come, the London Symphony Orchestra paying us another visit with a suite from Ottorino Respighi, a multi-movement suite, each movement depicting the character of a different wind creature. We'll hear The Birds. That's coming up in a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. And the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn more about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100. Here at the KU campus, it's 56 degrees. We should hit a high this afternoon of 63, sunny skies. Tonight clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 70. Next on KPR, we have music from Danish composer Carl Nielsen, something he wrote early on in his life and career, two fantasy pieces that we'll hear played by oboe virtuoso Max Artved and pianist Per Salo on Kansas Public Radio. Playing oboe, Max Artved, and at piano Per Salo in two fantasy pieces, Opus 2, from Danish composer Carl Nielsen on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:39, a little over 20 minutes until the top of the hour, and NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is coming up on Friday night, October 25th, we invite you to join us for a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes, performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's on Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. All the details are there at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Next, we have music of Otorino Respighi, something that was written in 1928, around the same time as Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances suites, and endeavors to do something similar in that it is a sort of reworking and update of music, Italian music of the 17th and 18th century, which in this case is meant to, with each of its five movements, represent the character of a different bird, with bird actions fluttering wings or scratching feet. Here's the London Symphony and conductor Antal Doradi, once again in this noon hour, with Respighi's The Birds. Recent recording of the London Symphony and conductor Antal Doradi in Otorino Respighi's suite from 1928 called The Birds, here on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News and more classical music just ahead.
Hello, Frav, to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
More than 0.5%, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and music by Bedrich Smetana. Something for you called the Prague Carnival, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson, and this hour we've got the London Philharmonic Orchestra and a pair of wonderful guitarists, with some music by someone who was both a great film composer as well as one of the great composers of guitar in the early 20th century, and a concerto for two guitars by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, coming up a bit later on down the line, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bowersock Capital Partners, a woman-owned and managed financial management firm with deep Kansas roots. Sanctuary Securities member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize, Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Next on KPR, it's time to enjoy some Mozart and chamber music that he wrote in 1785. That was after receiving a commission from an Austrian music publisher for a trio of piano quartets, quartets that in the hopes of the publisher would be accessible by amateur musicians. But this publisher and Mozart had very different ideas of what constituted an amateur. He never ended up getting paid for this music, but he gave the world at least two wonderful piano quartets as a result. The first of which, Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor, we'll hear played next by the Melosch Quartet of Stuttgart and pianist Sir George Schulte, here on KPR. Music of Mozart, Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor from 1785, played by the Melosch Quartet of Stuttgart with pianist Sir George Schulte, this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:39. In about 20 minutes from now, news from NPR, followed by the next hour of classical music, which we'll enjoy until 3. Later on tonight, catch Copland's Billy the Kid, an Irish Rhapsody by Victor Herbert, along with some banjo and fiddle, some traditional Scottish folk music as well, all in an evening of classical music with Destiny, joining you tonight at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Midwest Trust Center presenting Hotel Elsinore tonight to play with Weary Travelers, An Unexpected Will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR is music by composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. An Italian composer born in the late 19th century, immigrated over to the United States in the 1930s with the help of Arturo Toscanini and Yasha Heifetz, and went on to write some 200 scores for Hollywood movies from MGM. He was a great tutor to a whole raft of American film composers. Henry Mancini, Jerry Goldsmith, and John Williams all learned something from him. He was also one of the premier composers for guitar, and we'll take in a concerto he wrote for two guitars, played here by the London Philharmonic. Our guitarists are Kazuhito and Naoko Yamashita, under conductor Leonard Slatkin, on Kansas Public Radio. The London Philharmonic, led by Leonard Slatkin and guitarists Kazuhito and Naoko Yamashita in the concerto for two guitars from Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2 p.m. and NPR News is just ahead. In the next hour of classical music, we bring you a dance suite from Béla Bartók, music of Edvard Grieg, Debussy, and much more still to come. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS Video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Turku Philharmonic Orchestra there, conducted by Jorma Panula, with music from Finnish composer Taneli Kusisto. A tune called The Finnish Prayer on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll be paid a visit today by the Athena Ensemble with Claude Debussy's Cello Sonata from 1915, the Gothenburg Symphony as well, and the famous lyric suite of Edvard Grieg. We have that and much more to look forward to as classical music continues. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. What we have next is music written by Béla Bartók, something that he wrote for orchestra in 1923. That year, it was then the 50th anniversary of the union of the cities of Buda and Pest in Hungary to form the capital, Budapest. For that occasion, Bartók composed the following dance suite, one that we'll hear played by the Chicago Symphony, led by Pierre Boulez, on Kansas Public Radio. From Béla Bartók, a dance suite composed in 1923. Pierre Boulez conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:25, and in about 10 minutes, we'll have along the Gothenburg Symphony and their Edvard Grieg's Lyric Suite. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th Annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Next on KPR, French chamber music from 1915, written late in the life of Claude Debussy. The Athena Ensemble is here for the cello sonata in D minor. Next on KPR. From Claude Debussy, the cello sonata, composed in 1915, performed by members of the Athena Ensemble, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:37. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Ahead at 3 o'clock, we'll have All Things Considered from NPR News. Just a quick note that if you're looking for something to do Thursday evening, you might want to check out the Opus 76 Quartet. The Levi performance at Old Mission United Methodist Church at 5519 State Park Road in Fairway, Kansas, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. this Thursday, October 17th, with music by Mozart and Beethoven, chamber music in the form of Beethoven's 10th String Quartet and Mozart's 23rd. Once again, this is this Thursday, the 17th, at 6 p.m. at Old United Methodist Church in Fairway, Kansas. And you can find out more at opus76.org. We've got KPR's Live Day coming up on October 25th, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. Get the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Conductor Neeme Yarvi and the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra are ready to take it from here with music from Edvard Grieg's Opus 54, a suite of lyric pieces for piano, the Lyric Suite, next on Kansas Public Radio. Edvard Grieg's Lyric Suite, derived from his lyric pieces for piano, performed by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Yarvi on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That'll be until 7 p.m. this evening. Then at 7, Destiny has more classical music for you from 7 to 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. It is 61 degrees here on the KU campus. Tonight, sky's clear, temperatures in the upper 30s. Tomorrow should be a sunny day with highs in the low 70s. And for Thursday night, skies clear, lows in the upper 40s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events is at lib.ku.edu.